In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are at Gillette Stadium. It is a Patriots Monday, and the head coach of the New England Patriots, Gerard Mayo, will join us here in about a half an hour. You voted on his walk-up song. It's Biggie, and so we'll see if he is happy with that when he gets here. And Boomer touched on it briefly, but we'll be able to try, I guess, to get some clarity from Gerard when he is here on the kind of the odd situation when it comes to Okorafor, who just apparently decided he doesn't want to play football anymore, or just decided to leave, or was unhappy that he got benched. I don't know, but that's an odd situation there, I guess.
But a great real sort of point to how poor the Elliott Wolf offseason was in rectifying what was already an issue in the offensive line. That there, you know, you watch yesterday, I don't know if you guys saw the Bengals-Chiefs game, but Orlando Brown Jr. was a big free agent acquisition by the Bengals. You have players up and down the rosters of these teams that are far better prepared to protect whoever is quarterback than what the Patriots brought in during the offseason. It's just, it remains beyond confusing as to why they allowed this issue to persist in the way that they have. I mean, it interrupts everything. If you don't have an offensive line, you can't do anything well.
Yeah.
And
well, in overtime, you got a procedure penalty that ends up ending that series. So it's an issue. It is a big, and that may be the issue when Wiggy sits here every day and demands that Drake May play. That may be just the issue that nobody's going to tell you about, is they have zero confidence in that line still.
Even but they after, look pretty good though.
Look that great yesterday.
30% of dropbacks he was hit.
You had what, a .185 on the ground, right? So your offensive line is doing a good job on run play. You gave up, what, 3 sacks? And how, you know, there was a couple times where he had some time in there on a couple of those sacks where maybe get rid of the football. Like, there's always going to be a guy blows by a guy and completely gets beat. You know what I mean? Michael Owen, you just got beat one time, a guy just blows right by him. You're always going to get those. But they haven't consistently been doing that in the first couple of weeks of the season. Would you say that this offensive line has been a major issue so far through 2 weeks when we thought going into the season?
It's prevented any opportunity for a vertical passing game. And how many of those runs, which they did have, were with that jumbo set that Vilma kept talking about on the broadcast, where you had 6 linemen plus a tight end? I mean, if you have those and you can run, that's great, but not exactly an offensive.
And I wouldn't think that the offensive line is the reason why you can't push the ball downfield. I think it's more the fact that they don't have confidence in Jacoby Brissett.
Well, the success of the run game, at least in when it came to Gibson, was more on, from my perspective, on the player than it was on the line. I mean,
is this the road we're going to go down? They have a .185 on the ground. Now it's all the player.
another player stood up for, and we talked about Ramondre Stevenson last week when it was like you can't put it all on him. Another player stepped up and impressed.
No, but I'm saying your offensive line has to create holes and open up holes for your back to be able to, you know, get through. There's going to be times where a guy makes a guy miss in the backfield. But let's not all of a sudden go, and the reason why they had 185 rushing the football is because the running backs were able to make guys miss and there was nothing
to do. So you don't want to give any credit to them?
No, I give them credit, but the credit comes from the O-line, right?
Okay, so you have no problem whatsoever with the line.
I haven't. Through 2 weeks of the season, going into the season, we had major concerns. Through the first 2 weeks, I don't think your O-line has been an issue.
This is Keith in the truck. Keith, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So, like, a lot of the running plays, they're going with a heavy set. And then I see the biggest issue is mostly, obviously, on their pass plays. And you see, I mean, Owenu was horrible yesterday. Mafi absolutely ate him alive. I just think it's mostly the tackles that are the issue. And you look at Jacoby, he looks like he's making plays off platform almost every single time. He never looks comfortable in the pocket. And I don't think that's going to change if you bring in Drake May. Just my opinion. I just think they made a mistake in the offseason without getting another a legit tackle.
Yeah, according to Andrew Callahan of the Herald, Jacoby Brissett was hit on 30% of dropbacks and pressured on half. So, yes, the running game.
And he did, we talked about this earlier, did a much better job this week when it came to scrambling and throwing on the run. Certainly that's a plus for Jacoby Brissett.
And if there's one play that one of the players who had a great game wants to have back, it's the drop by Hunter Henry on that play where Jacoby Brissett somehow felt pressure behind him, evaded a rush, stepped up, and threw that pass at the out route that was on the sideline that Hunter Henry immediately got up and, you know, touched his chest and said, my bad. But without Hunter Henry, this passing game doesn't even exist. I mean, you've been right wings. I mean, where's Pop Douglas? Where's Jalen Polk? Where are these guys that we thought, you know, Osborne, I guess, I don't know, whatever. He had one good catch. But it's going to be an issue on Thursday night. I don't believe the Patriots are going to hold Aaron Rodgers to under 21 points. Do you guys?
I don't think so. But this defense is good enough to do that. Right? When you look at this defense, they've shown through the first 2 weeks that they're good enough to do that. I mean, yeah, they give up a blown touchdown play to DK Metcalf, but that's something I look at. They're going to fix that. If you look at this defense as a whole, they've been pretty solid, and I'm not saying they're going to hold the Jets and Aaron Rodgers to, you know, under 20-21, but I wouldn't – like, it wouldn't shock me if they did. It would shock me if the Patriots scored more than 24 on offense.
Yeah, I what's the line for that? I don't even know. My guess is probably, what, 5?
Jets are favored by 6.5.
Oof. Yeah, right. Take the Pats. But, yeah, I don't understand how Okafor just leaves. That's not great. I'm sure it has to do with the benching. It's just so bizarre. Is that weird. The modern athlete now?
I think so.
I just want to go home.
That is weird.
I'm going to take everything out of my locker, and I'm considering retiring now. Yeah. I mean, how about giving it the old college try? We can ask Gerard Mayo about it, and he will be, I'm sure, forthcoming on it. This is Paulie from Dedham. Hey, Paulie.
Hey guys, they're playing very hard. That was a tough loss. You almost would rather get blown out than lose like that because they are battling hard. I haven't seen a Patriots team play this hard in quite some time. They're playing for Mayo, and that's a real good thing. That was a heartbreaking loss there. But the difference in the game was the offensive line playing both sides of the ball. They were able to protect Geno Smith, who has a little bit more maneuverability than Jacoby Brissett. But they were able to protect him much better than the Patriots, especially as they were able to protect Brissett, especially as the game wore on. They're a good run blocking unit. I mean, run blocking unit, the Patriots. But pass protection, as the game wore on, they started rolling up coverages to cut off Hunter Henry when they made the adjustment when they knew they were going to him. They were going for that short, you know, underneath stuff where the defense was more sitting back. It was more sit and catch. They started rolling up the coverages, and it was game over because that offensive line couldn't hold them for more than 2, maybe 3 seconds if you were lucky. And then it was like a jailbreak in every single play. And, you know, this is what we're looking at right now. They just couldn't know. Their passing attack was rendered ineffective by the end of the game. They just could do nothing at all.
All right.
See, I'm only a fan who doesn't know much, Greg. But I would think that...
You know more than anybody.
Yep. I would think that the best way to help your offensive line would be moving the pocket, whether that's sprint, having your quarterback on a sprint out, whether that's naked and bootleg. Shimesy, you know, he's probably can get into the weeds as far as the PFF naked and bootlegs, moving the quarterback outside of the pocket. Generally, that's a great way to help your offensive line because now it keeps the defense guessing. And generally, you're able to do that with a quarterback that might have a little bit more maneuverability. So if your offensive line is struggling and they don't do well against five-step drops, then maybe what you say is, okay, we'll get him more naked and bootleg and play actions. We'll move the quarterback so the O-line, the D-line doesn't know where he's going to be every time.
Well, Curtis is not – he's not going to want me to read this 781 text. But
oh, no.
I mean, I can if you want. If you're,
it's, after all, it is your show.
I'll read it verbatim on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Curtis won't admit it, but Bill finds a way to win that football game for you yesterday.
Please say verbatim.
When was that? What? Show me the game. What game does he win?
Didn't they lose like four of those last year?
Yeah, you mean the one against the Packers where Bailey Zappe relieved Mac Jones? He went into that game. You had the ball at the plus 45 on 4th and 3, one first down. You win at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers. You punt it to Aaron Rodgers. He goes down the field and wins. The best part about those that have cited yesterday as an example of how you miss Bill Belichick was how many of those games they've lost over the last 4 years. And if you want to say, and it's a fair point, Greg, that Mayo didn't do any better, absolutely. This is not a day to celebrate Jerod Mayo. This is not a day to say moral victory. Not a moral victory. That was a bad loss at home in a game you should have won. You were conservative the whole game, 3rd and 5 on the 21-yard line, and you drop back and take a sack in overtime. Not a good play.
Bill's not able at the end of the fourth. He's not able to reach into his bag of tricks and come up with something to win that game in overtime.
The only thing in Bill's bag of tricks the last 4 years was the letter L.
Well, I think the only thing that it wouldn't be Bill, but it would have been Josh McDaniels. Does Josh McDaniels come up with something when you get the ball in overtime to lead you down the field, right? That's more of a Josh McDaniels or an offensive coordinator thing. I think when you start to look at yesterday's game, this is what we saw last year. And Bill even said it on this station. We were in every game. There was like, remember he came on in and said, yeah, we lost a bunch of games where we would by 7 or less. So that's what we're seeing again this year. Or at least, you know, this week. We saw a team that can run the football, play good defense, don't make many mistakes. Quarterback didn't make many mistakes, so I'm not putting the game on him for losing, but the quarterback is the one area where we go, we have a little bit of hesitation, whether, or let's, if you don't want to say quarterback, you want to say our passing game, we're a little bit hesitant there, but you're always going to be in games because of what you're able to do in other areas of the football game, defense, special teams, your ability to run the football. But now it's the passing game.
Can I throw something out there for maybe later on, maybe next, whenever you want to do it? But Steve Buckley has a column today calling out not the players, not Jerod Mayo, not Robert Kraft, not Elliot Wolf, the fans. He noted some things. Obviously, I wasn't there.
Yeah.
But he notes some things about the massive spots of empty seats inside Gillette Stadium yesterday and how the fan base was not at all energized.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? an easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the Snacktime MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
By supporting the team when they were making their home opener. He was shocked by it.
Really?
I'm just reading it right now.
All right, well, why don't we get to that coming up?
Yeah, and if anybody was there, I'd love to hear if that was their experience.
617-779-7937 is the number. What was the experience like yesterday at Gillette? Patriots lose the home opener. We'll talk to Jerod Mayo about it. He said post-game, this one hurts. And so we'll get to talk to Jerod Mayo about that coming up in about 20 minutes at 9 on a Patriots Monday here at WEEI.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.